Blog Talk Radio.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded fuss. On some faded love. Shit, what the fuck you complaining for? Feeling dead enough. Used to trip off that shit, I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I'll give it to you. But baby, don't get it twisted. You was just another nigga on the hill list. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse in a carriage. That you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh.
Get ready! Wake up!
Wake up! Wake up! In the balcony, wake up! In the closet, wake up!
You're listening to the Unsigned Hype Radio, a.k.a. the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, live from Las Vegas.
What's up? Good morning. What's going on, everybody? Good morning. Hope everybody's up this morning, having a great morning. It is 7 minutes after 8, 33 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you got the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show coming to you live and direct, y'all, from Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast. What's going on, everybody? Good morning. I hope everybody slept as well as I did. I just hope your knees ain't hurting this morning. That lets me know that it is cold outside because my knees is hollering. You know what I'm saying? So I'm up with my knee brace on this morning, and it is time for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I hope everybody has their week is going well. There's been a lot of stuff going on in the world. These shootings and man rolling through here killed 9 people the other day. You know what I'm saying? So we just need to be thankful for waking up this morning. We need to be thankful for another day. We need to be thankful that the good Lord put us on the wake-up list this morning. You know what I mean? And we just need to be thankful for that. You know what I'm saying? So, good morning, everybody. Good morning. You getting those kids off to school and everything. Make sure you kiss your kid this morning. Kiss them off to school. Let them know you love them and everything. You know what I'm saying? And hug your kid. Hug your child and everything. Let them know that you're going to be there for them. And I'm going to be here. I'm going to pick you up from school and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So they can have a good day. Do you not think that they worry about us? They worry about you during the course of the day? You know what I'm saying? So give them some reassurance and let them know, Mama, Daddy all right, or Daddy's okay, or Mama's okay. You know what I'm saying? Kiss them on the head. Let them know, hey, I'll be here when you get out of school. If there's anything you need, you hit me up and you let me know. You know what I'm saying? So you just make sure that we're planting those seeds in our kids that we need to be planting and should be planting every day of the week. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all. It is 9 minutes after 8. 33 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It is a beautiful day. You know what I'm saying? February 3rd, 2022. You know what I'm saying? It is Black History Month. So what are you doing to make a difference in Black History Month this year? You know, I try and, interview, unsigned artists, things like that. You know what I'm saying? But, I'm trying to make a contribution to Black History Month, as I do every month. I mean, as I do every month, yeah, every year. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, you know, we have an action-packed show for you this morning. Great topic this morning, you know what I'm saying? But y'all know how we get down and we get the show started. You know what I'm saying? We always got to give thanks when thanks is due. We say our morning prayers, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people didn't make it this morning, didn't make it and wake up to see this morning, you know what I'm saying? So we like to say a prayer for them and everything. And pray for the people that's sick and the shut-in. Pray for the people that's out there dealing with this COVID, this variant, and everything like that that comes along with it. You know what I mean? So at least as you say, we got somebody that's praying for us. You know what I'm saying? That's not looking for prayer. You know what I mean? But we got to pray for people, y'all. You know, we got to pray for people. We got to pray for ourselves first. Because there is no way I can help you if I can't help myself. So I got to pray for me first, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Even they tell the people on the plane, put the mask on yourself first before you can help anybody else, and make sure you're breathing before you help your kids. Because you want to be a help to somebody. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to make sure that we be a help to somebody this morning. And we're going to pray for them. Whether if they're praying for us or not, we're still going to pray for them. You know what I mean? So, my thing is, y'all know how we do this. We do this every morning here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. No matter how we feeling. But before we get our day started, we're going to pray for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So I need everybody to bow their heads and close their eyes. Dear Lord, we come to you this morning, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for another beautiful morning. We thank you for waking us up this morning and keeping us and putting us on the wake-up list again, Lord Jesus. We know a lot of people didn't make the wake-up list this morning, and we know a lot of people didn't make the wake-up list for this week. And we want to ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch those families right now, Lord Jesus, and keep us covered in your blood constantly. Lord Jesus, all we want to do is praise your name and serve you right. We are created from your image, Lord Jesus, and we want to walk and make you proud as such. In your name we pray this morning, Lord Jesus, and we pray for everybody that is sick and shut in, that is on the highways and the byways, that is on their way to work, for all the kids that are sitting in the classrooms and is on their way to school on those school buses. We want to pray for them, Lord Jesus, and ask you to cover us and cover them in your blood right now, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray this morning. Amen, 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 and amen. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. That's what we're talking about this morning, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Listen, hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. You know, we got a great show this morning. A wonderful topic this morning. Our morning topic this morning is, have we fully let go of our past for the future, or do we need to? Okay. I'm going to read that again. Have we fully let go of our past for the future, or do we need to? Now, when I say do we need to, because a lot of our past is what makes us today. You know what I'm saying? It's your past that keep you strong. It's your past that keep you going. It's your past that makes you think about that next move. Because you don't want to make another dumb move because of what happened in your past. Now, a lot of people say, you got to let the past go. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. You got to let the past go and everything. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, then, you are right. I do need to learn how to let my past go. Certain things in my past are here to hurt me. Certain things in my past are here to help me. It depends on all how we meet it head on. You know what I'm saying? So, do you think your past is a hindrance? Well, your past is a reminder not to go down that road again. You know what I'm saying? I think for me, you know, of course, I believe my past is a learning experience. In certain cases, my past is a hindrance because it reminds me of things that I didn't do and I should have did because I was listening to someone else or trying to please someone else or appease someone else. Pleasing and appeasing someone else are two different things, people. Excuse me. Pleasing and appeasing people are two different things. So I think I did it to appease people. Yes, I think I did it to please certain people. Yes, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't please myself. So this is why now when you, or when I'm not talking about anybody else, when I try to embark on a relationship or date someone, be with someone and everything for a long period of time, it gets to where, you know, your past makes you bump heads with people because you're like, well, I'm not going to go down that road again. You know what I'm saying? And if people aren't if your significant other, the person that you're with, your best friend, your BFF, whoever you want to call it, is not privy or can sit there and listen to your past just as much as you sit and listen to the mistakes in their past and everything, then it makes you kind of wonder, what are you here for? Am I just your soundboard because I will sit and listen to you, but you won't even sit and listen to me, let alone ask me what I think, how I feel, did this happen to me, what happened to me, and did anything go in the same? So, hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. And the topic this morning is, have we fully let go of our past for the future, or do we need to? You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. 8:17 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. We got traffic going on around Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you got those kids up and at them and ready to go. You know what I'm saying? There is an East Valley crash on 30th Street and Cedar Avenue. Use banana. Use Bonanza Road to get around it. You know what I'm saying? I was watching Guy Fieri last night, and they was doing a lot of cooking with plantains and bananas and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what's on my brain this morning. You know what I'm saying? 36 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. 8:17. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how traffic is this morning. If you up and trying to get to work, you know you want to arrive alive, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But hit us up at 657-383-0199. Let us know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? If you carpooling to work, let us know where you're at. And that's worldwide, y'all. Just hit the one button and dial 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? You can call me anywhere in the world. You know what I'm saying? And talk to me. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast. Call somebody and let them know that I am live on the air. Call your mama, call your sister, call your brother, call your auntie. Call everybody. And if you're riding in the car, roll your window down and tell them, oh, I'm listening to the Fat Man West Coast Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. And just see what their reaction is going to be, all right? You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all. We're going to ride out on this for this and the other. We want to welcome you to the morning show, y'all. Hit me up. Let me know what's on your mind.
Wishing, hoping, the things we change, the things we feel right.
I can't, I won't. Wake your ass up, boy, to show y'all. Coming to you live and direct. What's going on? Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. I'm going to let y'all wake up a little easy before I get y'all up shaking y'all ass. This is Maze. And happy feelings. You feeling happy this morning, India? Let me know how happy you are. All right? Boy, I got to stop smoking this stuff here this morning.
I'll spread them all.
Good morning, America. Good morning, everybody. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. And hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Press the one button. Or just call and you can just sit in queue. You ain't got to press the one button. You know what I'm saying? And just rock with me on the show. Just ride with me and vibe with me. You know what I'm saying? It is 8:28 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. I'm talking about September. That probably let you know the next song that I'm about to play and everything. But listen, this morning's topic is, have we fully let go of our past for the future? Or do we need to? You know what I'm saying? Hit us up at 657-383-0199. Let us know what you're thinking. It's time to wake y'all asses up this morning, y'all. September and February. Black History Month, y'all. Wake your ass up, y'all.
Oh, back for it. Let it be there too. Fit the things all together, cause I've liked many ladies in my day. It's just like the wind, they've all blown away. See, to love someone, it's an atmosphere that you both still share when one's not fair. There's no real way it can be explained. I guess it's the way I smile when I hear your name. It's the little things you do that mean so much. It's the kiss you put into every touch. It's the way I trust you and you trust me. I guess some of us are so lucky.
I was known for having the upper hand. I was known as a stone cold ladies man. If it wasn't for you, I'd be that way still. But lately, there's a change in Jalil. Though my friends play games and tease me a lot, I know I'm more than happy with what I've got. When I get up in the morning and go to work, see all day long, I stay alert. Until we come home at night and close the door, two people share one common core. When I say one love, you can trust me, cause never have I been so lucky.
One love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. Just one love.
Now the love I used to have just left me cold. I used to buy her everything from diamonds to gold. At first I thought she'd left me cause I didn't buy her enough. But then she left me a note along with all my stuff. Said maybe one of these days you'll have to learn that love is something that you gotta earn. And once you earn it, got to know how to keep it. You got to want it as well as you need it. To have lost love was a hurting lesson, but to have had love was a definite blessing. Now I know what the Beatles was thinking of when they said that money can't buy me love.
When you say lost love, what do you mean? I just went through the exact same thing. Mine was lost for a whole different reason. I lost my love because of cheating. Started roaming through the streets all day and night. I guess greedy best describes such an appetite. I wish I had her back, but it remains a wish. I guess a bird in the hand beats two in the bush. I'd like to thank you, girl, for teaching me love. Because all in all, I had a ball. I guess it's better to have loved and to have lost than to never had loved at all.
One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love.
We break it down. This is all about the love that we lost and found. About the love we missed and the love we shed. About the love that just up and disappeared. About who is for real and who is fake. So you can learn from our mistakes. Cause it was already written, done and said. So you can stay two steps ahead. And for the love which you give. And for the one we live. And for the vibrant letter. Means
made
we
laugh
forever.
One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. Just one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love.
Share the link. Share the link with anybody, everybody in the household, everybody in the school, everybody at your work, all your coworkers. You know what I'm saying? Your no workers, those workers, them workers. You know what I'm saying? Just share the link. Just send it to them in a text message and say, check this man out. You know what I'm saying? Because this morning's topic is or have we fully let go to our past for the future, or do we need to? Now, the only reason why I came up with this topic was, you know, our future, our past, some of our past is what makes us. We need our past. Our past is a reminder of what the hell not to do again. Some of our past is a reminder of, okay, you screwed up that time. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that no more. You know what I mean? Or our past is a reminder of, no, I don't want to date that type of person no more. No, I don't want to be with that type of person anymore because of, you know what I'm saying? So our past, you know, our past is what makes our future, if you ask me. Some of it is good to let go. Some of it is not good to let go. I'm going to share something with you. The one reason, one reason my past helps, makes my future is because I was sitting up watching TV last night. Of course, y'all know, as I do, after I get these girls to bed and everything like that. And I'm sitting up and I'm watching TV, and I come across this show called Too Large. Okay. Now, me being a person who still feels that he is obese and everything and is still trying to get his weight under control and get my health under control, started watching this show. It's about a young man out in the South. His name was Lance, if I'm not mistaken, or anything. Lance weighed 657 pounds. All right. Now, Lance wanted to lose the weight. He tried all types of diets, this, that, the other. I can feel where Lance is coming from. I weighed almost 700 pounds. I weighed over 600 pounds at one time in my life out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it was very hard, very difficult to move around. His legs were swollen because he had started dealing with edema. And edema is when your lower extremities of your legs, they swell and they collect fluid. And they collect fluid all around your legs, all around your thighs. And it makes it very hard for you to move around and walk and everything. And the one thing that the doctors wasn't telling me that back then was that my heart was a pump and it's supposed to pump this fluid off of my body. Okay, so anybody that's out there dealing with edema, that's dealing with obesity, which is being overweight, you know what I'm saying? You're retaining water and stuff, you know what I mean? And you're basically eating yourself to death. Please, 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 please get some help. Even if you got to call me at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Press the 1 button. Let me know that you're in queue, that you may have something to say. But it was a time that I was overweight. I was obese. I was over 600 pounds and everything. So I can understand where this man was coming from. One of the things that it hit me hard watching that last night was he wanted a girlfriend. He felt that he was worthy of being in love and being loved by somebody. And the girl that he was chasing and set his eyes on, he figured she didn't want to be with him because of his weight. You know what I'm saying? And the woman basically said on camera, you know, well, no, I don't see me and Lance romantically being together. You know, I just want him to know that we are friends. We just friends, you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, you know, she's still taking the perks from this friend. She's still taking all of his love innuendos, the flowers, the little gifts, the things like that, you know. And he said himself, you know, maybe I try too hard. Maybe, you know, I want to overcompensate because of my weight. And I understood what he was talking about when he said that. You know what I'm saying? We as people tend to overcompensate because of what we feel may be wrong with us, but to someone else, they don't see that in us. You know what I'm saying? So us being overweight, yeah, a lot of people don't see the weight. They see the person inside. We're on the inside looking out. We see how people react to us, how people function around us, how people coddle us and, you know, want to, you know, like we are a charity case and we're not. What we need is just someone to love us and be by our side like anyone. Well, to make a long story short, you know what I'm saying? He got the gastric bypass and he's on a miraculous recovery of losing the weight. He even has a girl that he is talking to, you know what I'm saying? So I can concur with that. And yeah, I sat there and everything, and I cried like a baby because I could understand where he was coming from, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that there. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants someone to care about them, no matter how big they are, no matter what we're going through. A lot of people sit there and go, and I can understand what they're saying, I'm giving out so much love and I can't give it back. But you giving out all that love is what made you what you are today. You giving out all that love is what created you to be that child of God that you are today. That's what made God love you so much. You know what I'm saying? That's what made me love you so much, is because of what the diamond that was created from all of that roughness, if I could say that, all of that pressure. You know what I'm saying? The diamond that was created out of that, you know what I'm saying, or the person that created out of that, it was like, fellas, have you ever watched your woman turn into a butterfly? Have you ever watched a woman develop into the woman that she is today? Have you ever watched her from day one, or have you ever got with a woman at a certain age? A lot of women these days, from the age of, I would say maybe 47, 48, on into their 50s and up, you can watch a woman recreate herself and blossom into that butterfly. Women blossom, if you don't, if fellas, y'all don't ever know that. Women blossom. You can see them blossom and everything and come out of their cocoon just as beautiful as spread their wings and everything like that. It's a beautiful thing when you're into a woman like that and you can see her recreate, redirect, reconstruct herself into that woman that's needed now, if that makes any sense. I know women go through certain changes and this, that, and the other, emotional structures and this and the other, sexual peaks. Women are now in their sexual peak at 50, from 40-something, I would say, they say from 45 on up. I would say probably from maybe 46, 47, 48 on up. Women are in their sexual peak, fellas. There is a sexual revolution going on with these older women. Please, please, please pay attention to them, because they are talking with you with their mind, body, and soul, and especially their eyes. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, this is why I'm saying your past does make your future. It reminds you of what you've dealt with that made you stronger. It reminds you of what road you went down and what path you went down to get to where you are now, to stand up and hold your head up high and went, I've been there, I've done that, and I got the t-shirt and the credit card for it. Now I've graduated. You know what I'm saying? And that can be a beautiful thing. It's just all on how you take it. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. 8:46 a.m. You know what I'm saying? And this goes out to all my butterflies.
Thank you. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what?
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Morning Show.
Close my drip on daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box. Had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways because I'm heartless.
Stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast.
Coronavirus! Just getting real!
The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
You're listening to the Unsigned Hype Radio, a.k.a. the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, live from Las Vegas. You're in the mix.
Come on, yo!
In the mix.
In the mix with Fat Man West Coast.
Yes, sir. What's going on, everybody? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. We do this Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Depends on what time. Big shout out to everybody that's been rocking with us. That's why I put all the time zones up there. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to MC McCall out there. She sent me all the time zones. She was like, you be messing up some time zones. I said, I know. But good looking, you know what I'm saying, and everything. It is a beautiful morning today, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Today is February 3rd. All right? You know what I'm saying? So Thursday morning, y'all. That's a damn shame I had to look at the calendar. See what day it is. I'm telling you, look here, when you're dealing with pain, man, look here, it'll make you forget everything. It'll make you see your ancestors that you ain't never seen before. And I'm talking about the caveman ancestors you never knew existed. Oh my God, I am not good with pain. It depends on what type of pain it is. But I am not good with pain, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Anybody that, this is why I used to wonder why, remember when Big Mama used to sit on the side of the bed, she'd be rubbing her knees, and you go, Grandmama, you all right? She'd go, yeah, I'm just sitting here talking to old Arthur. And you used to go, is Big Mama seeing somebody other than Granddaddy? Who is old Arthur? She was talking about that arthritis. Sitting there talking to her ass this early in the morning, you know what I'm saying? So I understand what she was talking about. I understand what Big Daddy, Grandpa was talking about when he would get up and go, oh, boy, look here. Boy, don't get old, boy. I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to them, because it seems like don't nobody have a Big Mama no more. That's another thing that I'm saying. Have we fully let go of our past for the future, or do we need to? Now, we want to keep memories like Big Mama, Granddaddy, you know what I'm saying, Auntie. We don't want to let go of that type of past. But that BS that we used to do in our past, it's got to go, because it will hinder us from the future. It will haunt us if we don't. Meet it head on, it will lay dormant in us, and it will fester until it comes out one way or another. So if you haven't started dealing with things of the past, I suggest you start doing it. You know, when you hear old folks say start getting your house in order, They don't mean just the house that you live in. They mean your temple. They mean your house, your dwelling, your body, your mind, your soul. That's what they're talking about when they say, get your house in order, because Jesus is coming. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? We just doing the damn thing this morning. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you're trying to be a part of the topic, hit us up 657-383-0199. Those who know me and everything can text me. You know what I'm saying? Text me what you do. I know a lot of y'all don't like to be on air and I don't want nobody here. What I got to say in this, that, and the other. It is 2022. Y'all need to give that up. That's what I'm talking about. Things that's hurting your future. You ever think that maybe you may be cut out to do something different than besides sit behind a desk? Maybe you have a voice that the world needs to be heard. We all need to realize that we are vessels of the good Lord, and he speaks through us. He speaks through us, and he speaks through kids. You ever have a little kid come up and give you confirmation of something that you've been praying to God about, and they come up and they tell you, oh, yeah, such and such, you need to do blah, 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 and this, that, and the other, and you look at them and you go, ain't no way that little kid would know that I was interested in doing macrame or doing crochet, but I've been praying to God about it. And this little kid walked up to me and told me that I need to keep doing my macrame and crocheting those sweaters that I make for little babies and stuff like that there. Not me personally, but just hypothetically. Hypothetically, that would blow y'all mind if y'all knew I could crochet and do macrame. Y'all be surprised what little Jewish woman I done hung out with or something like that growing up, or my mom didn't introduce me to because she used to do it and everything like that. That stuff is relaxing, believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? Y'all figure just because I'm a big guy and I walk around here and I smoke weed and this, that, and the other, and I talk and I laugh loud, that I don't have peace, that I don't have a calm time. I used to didn't and everything. And that was one of the things that we got to look at as far as our past. Some of the past we don't want to let go. It reminds us of what's to come in the future. It reminds us of, wow, when I become of age or when I get that age, this is how I'm going to be. I'm going to be just like my mother or my father. So in certain things, yes, we need to let go of our past. To remember certain things, no, we don't need to let go of that, because sometimes that's all we have is a memory. And that's what we're here to create, is memories. That's why I say embrace your children. If you're blessed enough to have your mother and your father still here, call them. I don't care how much y'all been arguing and this and the other. Call them and see how they do it. Because I don't have my mother and father here. My mother and father have been gone for a good little while now. And I swear to God, I wish I could just talk to them for 10 minutes. I don't even know what I would ask them, but I know I just need to talk to them for 10 minutes. Look here, you got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Our topic is, have we fully let go of our past for the future?
Yo,
or do
up?
We need to? Hit us up, let us know.
Up some more.
Wake your ass up more to show y'all.
Up some more.
Wake your ass up. Let's go.
Up a little bit more.
Mama always told me to be careful who I love, and Daddy always told me make sure he's right.
I'm gonna make a do what a do, baby.
Like I said, you know, y'all hit us up for this morning's topic.
I'm gonna make a do what a do, baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to, alright. But right now, I'm gonna let Jamie talk to y'all. Let's go. Make your ass the morning show.
Now, baby, I just wanna take your freaking clothes off. Kiss your body while I take your freaking clothes off. Leave them heels on while I take your clothes off. Leave them lights on, let me see you go on.
Baby, that's my body calling your name.
Ooh.
And baby, that's your body doing the same.
So act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Now what you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up. Get your rodeo wider, baby, go lift them thighs up. You wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up.
I can make it.
and your app.
Yeah.
Since we done hit them homies off, I think it's only right we hit the honeys off a little something.
Yeah, L. Cause if them homies don't treat they ladies right.
Looked up and down, said, I'll take a...
Cover lover making moves on your if I have to, it's only natural that I rap to any girl walking through my hood if she's looking good. And if she's something fine, I'll be humping high. Let's get it on, ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. Now that's what my man said. Sometimes I lay in my bed and I dream of being hand fed. I made the jam with my man about the homie, but now I must remember all about my tenderoni. You're only for your only, baby, I know how you're feeling. You in the mood for some sexual healing. Walking to the club, I spot you as the music's blaring. Staring, but not caring about what you're wearing. You're full grown with the mind of your own. I make you moan as my turn brick like stone. Whether you're single, we can mingle as you jingle. Swing low with the black man dingo. I'll be the dough money maker, I'm shaker. To the bedroom, I say,
cause I make it funky like my name was Greg Knight. Hit you off and I'm go something proper like. Two things I never do, fall in love or drop a mic. I'm Big L, now you know my style, I'm glad you came. I give your man a pound, then I ask you what's your name. Sign an autograph, then I step with my staff to the hotel. Hope everything goes swell, that's what you say. Yeah, that's way on my way to my room. Crazy deep, don't sleep, I keep the poom poom. Jockin', clockin', knockin' out the box when I perform. That's why that girl is they swarm to see Big L. Later on that night at the arena, I seen her tryna get backstage between her. I was with her security, she didn't. Looking from a distance, I see her booty tittin'. Stagger to the barricade and bagger as I grab her. Thinking to myself, hey yo, I got to have her.
Mother's mother. my father's mother and grandfather, all in the same house. I'm the baby of the family. Yeah, ooh, yeah, too late for that, don't. But it made me of the person that I am today. They taught me how to be independent. They molded me for my future, if that makes any sense. You know, so this is why, you know, they look at me and they say, well, West Coast, you hard on them girls. And it's like, no, I'm not hard on them. Life don't be hard on them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just teaching them how to be tough. I'm teaching them how to take the punches, you know what I'm saying, and roll with it. You know what I'm saying? Put that Vaseline on and roll with them punches, you know what I'm saying, and everything. How to stick, how to move, how to, you know, bob, how to weave and everything like that. They're going to get out here and they're going to put their flavor to it. You know what I'm saying? They're going to put their stank on it. They're going to put their remix on it and everything like that so it can work for them. Just because the way it worked for me don't necessarily mean that it's going to work for them. And we as being parents need to start understanding that we want to mold our kids' future, not traumatize our future by coddling them and ain't weaned them off that titty yet. Moms, you got to start weaning these girls and these boys off that titty. You know what I'm saying? Pops, y'all got to get up and take over and okay there, because we're the disciplinarians. You know what I'm saying? Yes, that's daddy's little girl. But teach daddy's little girl how not to be a gullible-ass little girl. You know what I mean? That's what we're talking about and everything. Make sure you pay attention to your little girl, because we don't need these little girls growing up talking about, well, my daddy wasn't around and he didn't give me the attention that I needed and everything like that. Sometimes you have to go through a checklist of yourself as a parent, as a person. You know what I'm saying? As a man, as a woman, you know what I mean? And as a significant other, as a spouse, you have to go through a checklist every once in a while. That's why we call it communication. It is communication. You know what I'm saying? It's 9:15 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. 39 degrees out here. You know what I'm saying? On the West, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man West Coast. Hit us up, 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. It is 44 minutes left in the show. You know what I'm saying? So we about to start scooting our way up out of here. About to start sweeping the floors and incendiary and everything. We start scooting our way up out of here. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we're going to get into some old school like this, y'all. You know what I'm saying? What was you doing when this was popping? Let me see if I can get it popping. There we go. Yes. You are now listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. Comment on the topic, y'all. Right now, we're about to get into Chris Cross. This is totally crossed out.
Who got you open, scoping out the track? It's no other than the sound of the Daddy Mac. Still slacking, back patching up my turf. Cause after me was a factor, real worse, that's the worst. Something, jumping, wannabes. Better, but however, there's only one MAC. Me and I live for the big picture. Ways of getting richer, mister, quick to hit your sister. I'm balling in the Green County on chrome. I slip brothers in the deck on my cellular phone. I'm just lounging, leather. Sound all around in a dip on the other end. Wanna put me down now. No hesitation, I hops to it. See, it ain't easy being a Mac, but somebody gotta do it. True, it's usually not represented right, but I'm the MACDADDY and tonight's the night. Please, my whole crew makes G. Tonight's the night, baby, so blow up on me. All the girls I used to go to school with, fool with, and all the thinking that I'm cool with. Let them all know that my mom's just gone, and it'll be tomorrow before she comes back home. Ding dong, get some, they can say no more. I'm with a truck full of women, so just open the door, cause yo, we came here to
party.
Get it crunk, get drunk, and leave your house with somebody.
True.
Some homies don't bring your main missus, cause it's
real deal macking when it comes to the Christmas.
And this could be your very last time seeing her. One look at me and you better believe that I'll be being her.
So come alone or don't come at all, cause it's real big pippin' that this play is for.
True it, usually not represented right, but with me it's all to the G.
And tonight's the night, please, my whole crew make G. Tonight's the night, baby, so blow up on me.
Tonight's the night, yeah.
Tonight's the night, please, my whole crew make G. Tonight's the night, baby, so blow up on me.
My gorgeous, healthy sisters all around the world. I'm talking the 175 and up club. The we cook good, we eat good, we look good. I'm talking cook, clean kids, man, and swallow a dick.
Woo.
You never see a big hoe begging for shit.
No.
And if you fuck her good, she might buy you a whip.
Come on.
And if you say you love her, she might pay the rent. You know I'm from Atlanta.
the home of Georgia peaches. Cornbread booties fill up the bleachers. I wanna kick back up, slap, drop in the pussy. Big girl a freak, man, you know that she with it. Big pretty teeth, bitch, fuck being skinny. And if your nigga ain't with it, then fuck being with him. And if your nigga can't hit it, then hit up a nigga. I be off in that bushy like,
she ain't bad, bruh. Now,
watch your mouth.
Just a little thing.
I know you ain't said what I thought you said.
She ain't bad, bruh. Now, watch your mouth.
Just a little thing.
She ain't jumping.
She juicy.
Hated in the summer. I don't want to do anything.
I'm
better.
She just had a baby and she gained a little weight.
Damn,
five, 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 six, seven, and eight. Hop with a small ass and little titties is out the gate. I'm seeing her later on and she know I'm bringing a plate. Fuck the daughter and the salad.
Get that shit out of here.
My baby said she needs something on her palate. So you should see the way she's straddling. She deserves Texas Roadhouse rally. Yeah, she might be a lay around, but she looks just like she had to lay down.
I said to myself,
when she bent over, it's a full moon. Say, girl, you gon' fuck around your nigga to a well with.
She ain't fat, bruh. Now, watch your mouth.
Just a little thing.
I know you ain't said what I thought you said.
She ain't fat, bruh.
Now, watch your mouth.
Just a little thing.
She ain't chubby.
Hey.
She juicy.
Hated in the summer.
I don't want to do
anything.
I'm
bad.
I'm BBW period.
Hated in the summer.
I don't want to do
anything.
I'm bad.
LD.
Lil' mama got a body like the guy who got Bin Laden. Fanny on her like a potty dancer, hotter than wasabi. Got me looking at the bomb cities on the Nagasaki. Gotta drop a kamikaze, magic city, call me Copperfield. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Booty flapping like I wasn't nothing to a hoe. This bitch named Delicious and took up an interest. I put in some wings and then tried to envision how my dick was fit up in the pussy from the back.
Hey.
Over here just doing math. I'ma need Ike Noon, Kama Sutra, Martin Luther King Jr. for that booty, I can dream.
She ain't fat, bruh.
Now,
watch your mouth.
Just a little thing.
I know you ain't said what I thought you said.
She ain't fat, bruh.
Now,
watch your mouth.
Just a little thing.
She ain't chubby.
But she juicy.
Anything in the summer, I don't want to do
anything.
I'm
BBW
period.
Anything
in
the summer, I don't want to do
anything.
I'm doing better.
Big mama, big mama, ooh, big mama. Big mama, big mama, big mama.
I'm psyched out, click with it, like he 40 and he click with it. He suck a MC, better know about it. I make your girlfriend friend about it. I make a month know about it. Somebody better tell him, cock it back, hit a lick with it. Keep it working, drop a brick with it. Walk a block, serve a nick with it. Rip a brand new whip with it. Up on the floor, you ain't no look at a girl that come equipped with it. She picky, dicky, lick a lip with it. She thick, thick with it. Jump, stomp, twist with it. Make them scrap with it. Tie the club up, champagne, campaign with it. Party people, do your thing with it. I get to it, y'all. I get the fun, then I split with it. A natural born money maker, nitty grit with it. I get rich,
we
y'all.
We go sideways.
We do 100 on the highway. Thank God for Friday.
We're gonna make it.
to this. I'm taking this thing, slow motion, just can't rush with this. We all in a family, what have we? I think we define a people all in my wallet, hoping to frolic. Just hold up, you know my pockets roll up. I'ma let you suck my meet your quota. And you find kinda sorta. But I made this money before you got a Toyota Electoria. And when I'm off in the mall, getting fresh, I'm gonna ignore you. Look at the earrings, the gold chains, the diamonds around my neck piece. The leather suede, snake and lizard, they all up on my left feet. Look at all these emeralds and these rubies in my goatee. Taking and taking the difference of trying to be, but you don't know me. See, there's more than meets the ear. So we can ball, that's if we choose to. Move back, I'm dropping the top, and yes, it's mine and girl, it's
you. Tie your grill with this, canary yellow bowling ball, silk straws with this, crushed velvet diamond, but y'all can't rap with this.
Get woozy, might step outside and might catch me a floozy. Some loozy, double stitch coochie. Y'all chase rappers while we chase
the realest sound, stop hot too. In your face like kabuki. Get caught, don't be no lame rat top bankhead. Pop some brain with this.
Boys on the air, flush out to this. Girls in the club, flirt out to this. State your name, baby, and get rich to this.
We tell our sideways, rich to this. We do 100 on the highway, rich to this. Thank God for Friday.
Yes, good morning, 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 everybody, good morning, everybody, good morning, everybody. I hope they enjoyed the show. You know what I'm saying? I hope you're up and ready to get and tackle your day today. It's going to be a beautiful day today. You know what I'm saying? So I want to thank everybody for listening to us. 29 minutes. 29 minutes left into the show, y'all. So listen, it's good that you have a future. But let's not forget your past. Some of your past got your mom, got your parents, loved ones, accomplishments, and things like that. So when I think they say, let it go, you know, yeah, that can mean a source of different things. But to fully let go, I think you'll be losing more than you would be calling yourself letting go. It is good to have a past. It is good to have memories. It's just keep the good ones. Yeah, I know now we got to filter out the bad from the good. You know, in with the good, out with the bad. You know what I'm saying? But it was all an experience. It made you who you are. Those scars, it made you who you are. Those relationships, it made you who you are. Some of those relationships made some of us a little crazy, but it made you who you are. So take that, learn how to filter it. Don't let it come out in certain ways and on people. You know what I'm saying? Don't, you know, It's good to have someone to talk to. It's good to be able to talk with family to reminisce about the past. I can sit here and be like, well, yeah, you know, I talk about the past. No, I don't. The only time I get to talk about the past is when I'm with my sons, when I'm with my kids, my brother. And sister, one of my sisters don't even speak to, you know, because family is the one that say they behind you, but you never hear from. You know what I'm saying? And oh, you need anything, you know, give me a call and this and the other, you know, and stuff like that. And yeah, I'm bad for when they calling me. I'm probably doing something or something like that. I could call them back, but you know, sometimes you look at phone calls and go, well. damn, it's been so long with, you know, with what you calling me for, you know, and maybe that's bad on my part, you know, everything, you know, we are all bad at something. We are all at fault in some way for our past and creating our past, which would create a brighter and better future. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is to deal with your past, meet things head on, question what needed to be questioned then that you're not questioning now. Because the dumbest question is the one that isn't asked. So if you need to ask a question, ask it. You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. For real, for real. If you got questions, you got problems, ask those questions. Ask. That's the only way you go find out of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank y'all for rocking with us this morning. You know what I'm saying? On this topic. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, this show will replay right after this show is over. Ooh, what kind of coffee y'all got me drinking this morning? All right then, y'all, you know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, you know, for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show staff and myself, y'all, we gonna get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? And we got a busy day ahead of us. Move around. You know what I'm saying? And make sure you guys have a good day. It's 39 degrees outside. 9:34 a.m., you guys. 25 minutes left into the show. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy being your host. You know what I mean? Stay tuned this weekend. We will be selling dinners this weekend. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. And 3T's Taxes. You know what I'm saying? In conjunction with Sugar Mama's restaurant. You know what I mean? We're going to be over there selling dinners. I think they're coming up with a special right now of you get so many dinners and you get your personal taxes done for free or something like that. We're going to figure that out and everything. I'll have more info on that tomorrow. Okay, but you guys take care of yourselves. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play some music on our way up out of here. But love, peace, and hair grease. We love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Get yourselves ready for the weekend because it is definitely coming up. You know what I mean? Y'all take care of one another. You know? And be nice to one another. All right? You know what I'm saying? We're going to ride up out of here with my man, Gerald LeVert. And everything. You know how we do it. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Love, peace, and air grease, y'all. We up out of here. Oh, my goodness. We love y'all. Peace.
So I don't go shooting where your heart be. Cause you take the bullet trying to save me. Then I'm left to deal with making you bleed. And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping, I've been tripping, that's how I control this. Boy, your love got me trippin' on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me trippin' on you. Trippin' on you. My bad for trippin' on you. Trippin' on you. My bad for trippin' on you. Trippin' on you. You know I'm cool when I ain't waitin', but I act
like a fool when I don't get it. And I'm steady bruising just to save this. But I tripped on your love, now I'm addicted. And that's all out of love, ain't tryna waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. This is too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. This is too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been tripping, that's how I control. Boy, your love got me trippin' on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me trippin' on you. Trippin' on you. My fast, trippin' on you. Trippin' on you. My fast, trippin' on you. Trippin' on you. There's some kind of love, baby. Drip, drip. There's the type of love, made me trip, trippin' on you. It's big enough, made me drip, drip. It's big enough, got me trippin' on you. I'm done trippin', I'm trippin'. I've been trippin', that's how I control. This feeling you keep giving, you keep on getting it, ooh, oh. Maybe it's your love, it's too good to be true. Baby boy, your love got me trippin' on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me trippin' on you. Trippin' on you. My bad,
I want you. Aura, bitch. Goddamn, I was on one, huh? Well, fuck it, we about to kick it off in your asshole like this, nigga. For all you motherfucking wussers and hussers and riders, nigga. We about to bang like this for that ass on radio station. K-H-O-P, the jam, nigga. Dollars, Drake, and Dank, huh?
Goes down like this, one shot so I can't hit, known to put them all in a twist, top CG, hot back shot hidden key, bank shot top of the key, hit you in the gut with this here, no you can't touch this here, come run with one young musketeer and smoke one for the broke one, blow one for the poor one, grab your cup for the potion, and from the get-go, my shit flow like the Bombay tweed with a twist, going at the disco, I want you moving in your truck, sliding in your gators, high heels and pumps. Enemies and haters, take the beans and the pistol with it. Magone and grab a sticky green with the crystals in it. Do your thizzle with it just how you want to. Everybody home to and can't no nigga do it like this nigga do.
I love my
feet,
I love my chest. I love my drink, but I don't drink myself. I love my
it go red light, flashlight, hit the black light. Don't keep the stack tight, get your hat right. Whether in your 750s, riders on your lap, slowing down for train back, put your back on the map. In the long time coming, in the cut, long time gunning. He keep humming, pass it to the point guard rookie. Out the stash, the flash cookies, then pass to the backyard rookie. Spin his tons on my loved one, give a dope back. With the haterism, hold that. Then find me in the back where they froze at. Hope they jack in the Prozac, where the homies in the holes at.
I love my cheese, I just have my chest out. I love my drink, but I'm the rock to touch.
Don't fuck me.
Don't love my home, I love my home, I love my
home,
I love my weed, I love my marijuana.
Now go and give a two thumbs up for this little one drunk young runt. And give me two more for the fuck. Banging the trunk out the window halfway. Roll them up, hot drop roaches in the ashtray. Head steady hiding, feeling old school steady vibing. Mouth full of cotton, so go and bring a toner with me. We can ride to the show. These young bandits, if you ain't know, I've been young super nigga. Even before you shoot the nigga. Way back had the haystack, kinda had a pocket full of loot. Bunk with the dish, work in the hoop. Heat it in the bush and I used to hold it back. Till a nigga got rich like cold back. Now I throw the sack, it's either that or throw the sack. Still keep it talking in the cold attack, making transactions,
ha! I love my cheese, I like to have my chest out. I love my drink, but I'm the rock to touch.
Don't fuck me.
Don't run the road, I'm the toilet.
You and I see why. You
Everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring crap to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a block. I had my cutoff shorts on, right? Cause it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. I turned around red, somebody was catching the rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I punched him dead in his eyes.
Who you calling me?
U-N-I-G-Y. It take it out on me, but that's about enough. You put your hands on me again, I'll put your ass in handcuffs. I guess I felt so deep in love, I grew dependency. I was too blind to see just how it was affecting me. All that I knew is you was all the man I had. And I was scared to let you go, even though you treated me bad. But I don't wanna see my kids see me getting beat down by daddy smacking mommy all around. You say I'm nothing without you, but I'm nothing with you. A man don't really love you if he hits you. Yeah. This is my notice of the rule, I'm not taking it no more. I'm not your personal whore. That's not what I'm here for. Ain't nothing good gon' come to you till you do right by me. Brother, you wait.
Who you calling a bitch?
U-N-I-G-Y. People out there with triggers ready to pull it. Why you trying to jump in front of the bullet? Young